This is the NEFTAIL Podcast with your host, Red Light District. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, yes, I am back. Sorry for the wait, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you repeat offenders. It's Black History Month. We're going to celebrate some black folks, some Negroes, some black Americans, some African Americans, some niggas, some bitches. Whatever you identify as, we gonna do that. But before we get into that, I have to address something. I was smoking a blunt the other day, dumped about 4 or 5 grams in there, started steaming, and I realized I don't like a lot of people. But in particular, a couple of groups. I narrowed it down to the people that I really don't like. I basically kind of hate these motherfuckers. Some, not all. But, hey, here we are. So, what really gets me going and really just annoys me, this set of people here. I hate these niggas right here. I'm just come right on out and say it. I hate them. Sounds a little crazy, it's because I'm on the highway right now. Sometimes you got to get the content whenever creativity sparks. So, here we are. I really hate this grit bow. Junkie generation, spin, gang niggas. I hate y'all little niggas, man. Y'all is the worst type of little niggas in the history of little niggas. And I used to be a little nigga. This grit, bow, spin, junkie generation, shoot in the crowd, pray that it hits someone, anyone. It don't even got to be the op. I hate y'all niggas, man. All y'all do is do drugs and shoot in crowds and slide. And pray and hit somebody, not even the person you want. Then y'all go back, yeah, gang, we slid on them niggas. They know we not playing. We smoke a hot pack tonight. Meanwhile, y'all done hit somebody's grandmother, a whole baby in a stroller, somebody's mother, innocent bystanders. Y'all niggas shooting more of the innocent bystanders than y'all us. This is the problem right there. Get off the motherfucking drugs. Your hand-eye coordination is fucked up. That's what they tell you in the beginning. Drugs and alcohol fucks with your hand and eye coordination. And y'all niggas not, y'all on drugs. Y'all don't even got a preference. Lean, Zans, Perks, Oxy. You niggas fucking crackheads, man. Y'all worse than the crackheads. Fucking grit, bow, spin, junkie generation ass moment. Right. Hate y'all. Moving right along. This next class of people. I was watching a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie on Netflix, and it's a scene where, you know, Leatherface gets on the bus. You got this bus full of all of these people, and for seconds, all they do is pull out their phones to record. This is the problem with the world right now. I hate you. Let me get this shit on my live. Let me get this picture for the gram. Let me get this clip for the gram, for the TikTok, ooh, likes, post, ooh, like, comment, share. I hate y'all social media motherfuckers. I hate y'all. I'm so out of touch with reality that y'all so stuck in virtual reality, and a motherfucking building could be burning with you in it, and you talking about, yeah, reporting live, oh, shit, it's going down, oh, I'm stuck in the burning building. But you just got to get the... Y'all niggas should have been... You should have went to school for direct... To be a direct... You should have went to NY Film School. Y'all should have went to NY Film School. Right. Because all y'all motherfuckers want to do is take pictures. You should have been a cinematographer. Because all y'all want to do is take pictures and videos. Not even try to save yourself. And I saw that shit. I said, you know what? This is how the world is. I remember back in 2018. I was in a bad car accident. My God in heaven spared my life. But I remember as I was crawling out the car and I was screaming for help, motherfucker had his phone out like, oh, shit, you see that shit? Money's still alive, too. Yo, that's crazy. Look at this motherfucking car. It's fucked up. The nigga didn't even come over to help me. But he had to get that for his footage. He had to get that for his 117 followers on Instagram. For his 432 friends on Facebook. and get 3 likes and a couple wows and all, oh, that's crazy type shit. You like, comment, share for your page, hashtag eat my dick, because y'all fucking stupid. And you're stuck in virtual reality and out of touch with real reality. And it's sad. And the kids behind us, I used to believe the children are our future, but I don't know. They don't have no social skills. All they know is games, and you, the most weirdest set of kids ever. Oh, y'all want to watch other people open up gifts and watch other people play. That shit is retarded. Countless hours of just watching YouTube and stupid shit on the idiot box. Then, if social media, a lot of you people, if social media went away today or tomorrow, y'all would commit suicide. Because y'all don't know what to do. Y'all don't know how to read. Y'all don't know what an actual book is, to pick up a book and turn a cover. Y'all don't know how to use y'all imagination and be creative and be original. All y'all want to do is copy and paste and do monkey see, monkey do generation. Oh, this is what's trending. And you're like, no, let's go do that. Oh, we over here doing that. Everybody doing that. Oh, okay, this is what the new thing. No originality. And y'all be fucked. I'm happy I'm from the generation where we could have took a can, a regular can, an empty can soda, and make a game out of it. Grab a pen and paper and doodle on it and do little things. I'm from that generation. So if social media went down today or tomorrow, this shit could write. Because I'm still living in the world of reality, the real world. Right. Moving right along to this next class of people. I hate y'all. I really do. I hate the entitlement that you people believe y'all supposed to have. Y'all need to go on the corner of the earth with just y'all. Well, who you talking about, District? I'm happy that you asked. Y'all social construct. Gender is not a fact. What I identify as, respect my pronoun. Oh, you can't say that. Nigga, I hate y'all. Y'all need to go on the corner of the earth amongst your own selves. Have your own community of people that believe and think the way you do. So y'all won't be offended by the people that's not subscribing to the dumb shit that y'all on. Y'all mental. The fact that you think gender is not a fact or gender is a social construct, well, what kind of dope you on? Dope or dog food? Because if you born with a tallywhacker, you a male. If you born with a poom poom VJJ, you a girl. That's it. It's been that way since the beginning of time. Men don't get periods. Y'all the same type of people that are going to try to convince that men get periods. How you explain that? Y'all are fucking the kids up. Y'all are weirdos. This is the most weirdest time in my life. Nothing surprises me anymore. But I tell you what, if the governors and the mayors and the president and all of the people that run the world came and said, hey man, look, check it out, right? Y'all can have, and won't even put y'all in somewhere like Alaska, because you know that's cold. Put you somewhere where the weather is fair year round. You get a little bit of everything, a little bit of chill, a little bit of warm, a little bit of rain, a little bit of, you know, mix it up. If somebody came along and said, listen, all of you people that believe that gender this and my pronoun that is what I identify as, motherfuckers, they came along and put y'all in your own place of the earth, corner of the earth, with all the bells and whistles and the amenities that y'all like, y'all would still be unhappy. Y'all be talking about y'all excluded. Nobody, it's not fair. We want to be over there too. Oh, this is discrimination. Y'all don't want to be around us. This is not, I want to be over there. But why? You know what? If the powers that be And the man above came to me and said, check this out, homeboy. I'm going to give you your own corner of the earth with people like you, like-minded, that think how you think, move how you move. Y'all can agree to disagree, but for the most part, y'all on the same path, and I can get this breach, and they got all of the cookie, chocolate chip cookies and shit that I like, and all the food that I like, and beautiful women, and nice cars, and nice clothes, and we could still, you know, travel to different points and won't be just stuck to that point right there because that corner of the earth is so vast. I would go. Just so I don't gotta be around you junkie generation, clip, bow, spin, shooting the crowd, pray, I hit whoever. You social media junkies, all you wanna do is post and like it, film it, filter it, oh my God, hashtag this, out of touch with reality, see a motherfucker on the street in need of help or something, but you're too busy with your camera to even save yourself, finger fucking your phone. And you are what I identify niggas that and gender this and pronoun that. Man, please. This is not for the easily offended podcast. Red Light District. Happy Black History Month. We'll be back. Show.
We gonna jump right into this. Sorry for the wait. Oh man. I let the entire month of February go by before I put out any content. That's my bad, but I just need y'all people to know. Hold on a second. Let me turn this TV down. Let's get this thing in proper perspective. Hold on, we're gonna get right. I got something to say. Alright, yeah. So, it's not for the easily offended podcast. You got Red Light District. So, last time I rocked in with you niggas is January? Damn. I apologize, it won't happen again. So check this out. I just need y'all to know, you guys can always make donations. Make some donations, accept Cash App, Zelle, food stamps. You know, it costs to do these episodes. Time and light and amongst other things. So I wanted to do a Black History Month, but every day is Black History because Black people are dope. We run the world. We the most hated. Still ain't get a hate crime bill, United States. We still waiting for our hate crime bill. Everybody got their hate crime bill. But that's another subject for another day. So because I've been working on music and still in school, but doing my music, I haven't been doing the podcast. But I'm never going to stop the podcast. I love my podcast show. Amola Jean and I are going visual this very next episode. So without that being dragged out, let's just get right into what I was going to do for February, right? So to celebrate Black History Month, I wanted to acknowledge some dope-ass Black people. And I never got around to doing that shit. Oh, well. Here we go. But as usual, somebody will be offended tonight. Whatever. So let's just acknowledge a couple people. First, we're going to acknowledge Cornell Irae Haynes Jr., a.k.a. Nelly. Now, this recording artist and entrepreneur is the second rap artist to sell 10 million copies on an album. But guess what? He was the first African-American to successfully wear a do-rag and not one, but two headbands in the summer. And guess what? He ain't fall out. He ain't collapsed from no heat stroke, nothing. He's still alive and well. But the funny shit is, remember the record? It's so hot and hot and her. Now, thinking back to that time and moment in time, niggas was really out here wearing do-rags with two motherfucking headbands. I ain't gonna lie, I'm guilty. I had the motherfucking do-rag on. Meanwhile, I got a baldy. I had the do-rag on with the sweatband and a fitted. Remember those days? Yeah? Alright, so yeah. So we gonna shout out to him, right? But lucky for Nelly, right? Lucky for me, lucky for you, repeat offenders. This next person made life a little more pleasant. This black man here invented a very, 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 very cool thing. Mr. Frederick M. Jones invented the air conditioner. Now, niggas don't like to be hot. I know I don't like to be hot, but I definitely don't like to be cold. If I had to choose, I'll take the heat over the cold because, you know, I'm an August baby. But so, yeah, Frederick M. Jones invented the air conditioner. I think that's pretty dope. That was new for me. I didn't know a black person invented the AC. So that was pretty dope. Niggas need the AC all the time. Wouldn't you agree? Right. So, moving right along. This next person, Mr. James Todd Smith. You guessed it, a.k.a. LL Cool J. Now, this recording artist, actor, and entrepreneur was the first black man to survive not one, not two. Nah, but two. I was about to drag it. So LL Cool J was the first black man to survive two horror movies and not die. You know, niggas is always getting, they the first ones to get killed in a horror movie. Black people the first ones to get killed in a horror movie. LL managed to survive Deep Blue Sea. You seen Deep Blue Sea or Moulin Rouge? Mm-hmm. And Halloween. Facts. I think he said, I don't know how he got away from them sharks, right? Motherfuckers do amazing things. You know, we can't, black people, don't count us out, boy. We resilient.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I remember I fell off the jet ski in the Bahamas. I was drinking and shit, showing out, fell out. I was dead. I was going, damn, what if the sharks get me? I would have not survived. My ass can't swim. Right. So, that's dope, right? But not only that, let me just give... Rod Digger was in 13 Ghosts, and she survived, too. So shout out to Rod Digger. I don't know her first name, but Rod Digger used to be down with the Flipmo. Well, she is down with the Flipmo squad. She's a female artist, rap artist, down with Busta Bus Click. Rod Digger was in the movie 13 Ghosts. She survived. She's the first black woman to survive a horror movie. She ain't dying that. And 13 Ghosts was crazy. Shout out to her. Right, so we're going to move along and we're going to acknowledge this next GOAT, you know, the late, great Willie Jones. Hey, Willie Jones, a.k.a. Sweet Dick Willie, a.k.a. Pops, owner of Bruh's Barbecue. Oh, yes, you guessed it. Pops Friday was the first black American black man to successfully slap his mama and live to see it. Live to see the next day. Because check this out. Black mothers love to knock you in the middle of next week. That's they shit. I'll knock you in the middle of next week. I know my mother used to say that shit. That's they line. Like, I'll knock you in the middle of next week. What's another one of Moulin Rouge? Black mothers... I knock your motherfucking teeth down your throat.
Right, knock your teeth down
your throat. Knock your motherfucking teeth down your throat. Knock you in the middle of next week. Shit like that. I remember I heard this old timer tell somebody, I beat you so bad, you'll beg me to kill you, and I dare you to die. So if you die, I'll kill you. I like fell out when I heard that shit. That's things I beat you so bad, you'll beg me to kill you, and I dare you to die. Because if you die, I'll kill you. Some real funny shit. Oh, it's good to be black, man. They hate us, man. They hate us. They hate us because they ain't us. Oh, yes. Best at everything. Best entertainers. Best minds. Best inventors. Best innovators. Best melanin. Best swaggy. Best musicians. Best. Moving right along. We want to acknowledge this gentleman right here. Let's have a moment of silence for this guy. All right, moving right along. We're going to acknowledge Mr. James St. Patrick, the late, great St. Patrick, whose death is still unsolved. It's still an unsolved mystery to some. But this guy here, this nigga James, formerly a.k.a. Ghost, was the first black American to successfully demand that his wife supports him While he mourns the death of his shy side chick, Angela. Tasha, just why you can't be supportive? If I came to you and said that, what would you do? Like, yo, not right now, man. My fucking... Angie just died.
About to die with
her,
get the fuck out of my face.
So shout out to him, man. You know, he could have died a lot sooner. Saying right. That shit to your wife, bro. All right, so this next person here, this gentleman here, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and if you're from Brooklyn, New York, in particular Central Brooklyn. Everybody knows who makes the best sandwiches in Brooklyn. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers. Farmer's Deli and BK. Go there, you get you a nice little turkey, egg, and cheese. Sometimes they chop the shit up. Chop, 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 chop. Throw the shit on it. Our line is always long, crazy in there, you know, but whatever. But I don't know about y'all, but when I go get a sandwich from Farmer's Deli, I cannot go get a eat a hero without what? Some chips. You need that. You need a carbonated beverage. Some chips, preferably for me, unsalted Utz. Some people like the barbecue or sour cream, whatever floats your boat. I like Utz no added salt. Shout out to Mr. George Crumb for inventing the potato chip. He's a legend. Make some noise for him. I don't know if he's dead. I'm not even going to see. Rest in peace. So, as you repeat offenders know, the list, we're moving on down the list. Okay. We're living in a world where security is everywhere. And the big brother's looking all over the place. Can't even spit on the sidewalk. Can't even do a sneaky link. Nothing. Because cameras are everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's a camera. A lot of you people use the Ring, right? Very popular thing, the Ring. Mm-hmm. So we can shout out this lovely person, this lady, Miss Mary Van Brittany Brown, who invented the first home security system. And I have an idea why. She got tired of yelling, "Get the fuck out of here, y'all, the popo outside." So now she invented the Ring, bada bing, look out, you know, you see what's going on outside the crib. Yeah. So there's a couple other people I want to point out. Like I said, I started to do this, but I'm in a space where I'm working on this other project. So I just needed to put the content out. And again, I'm sorry. Sorry for the wait. I promise you this next episode is going to be it's going to be of substance. Let me have substance. Shout out to the person who invented, like, the traffic light. You know, I know there's a black person. I cannot remember their name, but imagine if that person never invented the traffic light. White people already confused this shit. And then you already got people that lack common sense. They would be running to people all over the world without the traffic light. Be as it may, people in New Jersey can't drive for shit. They run into you without the traffic light. I'm a testament to that. Motherfucker ran into me last week, and I was at the stop sign. I'm like, how the fuck you see me at the stop sign? Oh, I thought you went. I did not move. This is what I'm saying. Anybody you like to acknowledge, Amor LaJean? Any event you can think of memory?
No.
Mm-hmm. Who invented the bonnet that Patty Cakes Baker Man hat that y'all wear? I'm pretty sure that was a black person. Ladies, y'all gotta relax with that shit too. Oh, yes. Shit look like Patty Cake Baker's Man.
So again, you trying to say you don't want to look at it?
No, I'm just saying, like, I done seen some women with the largest bonnet in the world, and they got the little Queen Latifah set it off, a little action up under that joint.
So?
I'm just saying, why you gotta get, like, you know, I don't know. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is not for the Easily Offended podcast. We'll be back real quick, real soon. The content is going crazy. This next one right here, woo, baby. And listen, if you feel a way about, you know, the beginning of the show and my opening monologue, I don't care. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. I told y'all coming in to the new year. If I said it on this platform, I mean it. I believe it. I feel that way. And I'm not wavering from it. And it's fuck the cancel culture. I'll cancel the cancel culture. And as always, somebody will be offended tonight. District.
There's gonna be some trouble in this motherfucking church today. More trouble than your ass can stand up here, goddamn.